Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. How is everybody doing? We're here talking Bravo. We are talking, let's see, Porsche Family Matters, OC, Miami. What else? Is that it?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Thank you. God, the one I always forget that everybody's obsessed with. That's what we're talking.
Yeah.
We are in the house.
I wrote down any Bravo news. Let's see here. The only thing I could think of was that we have seen the first episodes, not to rub in everyone, of Summer House in New Jersey.
Ooh, and baby.
Buckle up, baby.
It's going to be fun. We're releasing those right after they air on Patreon. They'll be part of our normal Bravo next week. We are at the point now where we are getting screeners in life, which is the greatest thing
I wish every we week, but
ever seen.
I'll take the opening week.
Yeah, we'll take the opening week. Really fun. I think Jersey, as always, is going to be fantastic. And I think that Summer House is always
the opening episode. The last, what was your favorite part of the opening episode? Was it the end, like me, that last sentence?
Yes, I think
that got you. Yeah, was your jaw dropped?
It was great.
I warned Geneva, but it was great.
It was fantastic.
And right, Summer House, can you believe so they're out of the closet, Carl and
love it.
What's her
face?
I
actually think that I hope that they make it. I am rooting for them. Lindsay, your favorite.
Lindsay, God, my brain is their chemistry. After watching Carl, though, you have a lot of male friends, and I always was like, how could they not want to bang Geneva, and how can Geneva not fantasize about banging them even a little bit? But after watching Carl, I feel that I have stopped fantasizing about banging him, and we are in the friend zone in my mind.
Carl. Yeah,
so how could Carl and Lindsay not be in the friend zone? Do you think that? Oh, we can't break. Well, wait. Okay, sorry.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Something happens. She drops a bomb. And so maybe that affected his way. He's like, I better get her while I can.
Maybe. I just think sometimes timing with people. I mean, I think because their relationship was never, I mean, it was platonic. They hooked up, then it was platonic. So it's like once you dived into that dumpster, if you will, you can get back in.
Mm-hmm. It's like that Sex and the City episode where they talk about the taxi light is on or off or whatever.
Did I tell you, do you know that song? You don't listen to music. Leave the Door Open by Bruno Mars.
Leave like the Silk Sonic. Open. Yeah. Boy Bruno.
That is Sterling's jam. He loves that song. Loves it. And he's like full on singing to it. And it's
what
like,
a
this
romantic.
Is so inappropriate,
oh my God, I love it.
That's his jam.
He's got to be Bruno Mars for Halloween. Right. Oh my God, with his microphone. That is hilarious that is his song. He cracks me up.
That is his
jam. Bruno Mars is he's got
Bruno Mars make hits, you gotta say. Makes
his concert though, I would say he needs to not make any money and go and sing at little clubs because it would be fun to hear him really be show his professional.
Right.
When he's up there, it's like Britney Spears.
He's like a shtick, I think.
God, Jamie Lynn Spears, the devil's coming for her, right?
Of course. A family.
Thank God her daughter lived. What a horrible thing she went through. But Britney Spears is, I feel bad for her. God, what a life.
All right. I would like to start. Oh, first, shout out to everybody joining us in Patreon this month. We're covering Cheer. Woo, baby. I watched the episode 5 titled Jerry last night.
Geneva can't stop.
I can't stop. Oh,
it does get better and better.
Watching it together, he left town, and before I was like, "So are we splitting on this? Like, I'm gonna keep watching. You're gonna keep watching." He's like, "No. I got stuff to do.
Let's stay pace.
Watch it together." Then yesterday, I talked to him. I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Watching Cheer." I'm like, "What the fuck?" He kept watching.
You fucking that could cause a true fight.
I was pissed. I was like,
"You don't do that shit."
I asked you, and you told me not to watch, and now you're ahead of me. Anyways, we're covering that on Patreon.
He's ahead of you. Oh my God. Would he fake watch it with you and not tell you, or would he tell you?
No, he'd be like, I'll watch it again. I don't care. He loves Cheer.
I hate that. No, it's already taken the charm. I don't want to rewatch with anyone.
I hate rewatching things with people. I agree. Like when he's like, I've seen this movie, but I'll watch it. I'm like, I'm not watching it then.
No.
Patreon.com.
You cheated on me.
Escape to Reality Podcast, Twitter, Escape to You Pod. Thanks all of our friends on Twitter. We love you. And Instagram, Escape to Reality Podcast. And write us a goddamn review for the new year, please, on Apple Podcasts. Thank you.
Please.
I would like to start with Portia. Okay.
Wow.
This was
fight.
The fight was insane. Like, I have not, that was a, just the show has been real from the jump, and this fight was gnarly. Portia,
it was heartbreaking.
Portia has some serious issues, and the show is not doing her any favors in terms of her portrayal, because she really looks ignorant and like
spoiled brat.
It is not a good look, because the next day after the fight, when she's like, everybody was sitting there silent and they're like, Portia said not to say anything. And she's like staring them down
to the leader.
Yeah, it was wild.
She's paying a lot of their checks. You can tell money shuts people up, right?
Money talks. I think it's Portia's mom needed to be there. That she chose to do this. I think Portia's mom would have just amped her up. I do not think Portia's mom is a peacemaker.
Okay, but she did have a bad line when she was at the bed. Okay.
Yeah.
That fight.
Love the mom in bed eating lemon pepper wings, like laying down.
She's gorgeous. Her best
life. She's beautiful.
She's a beautiful woman.
I think she's a co-signer of Portia's bullshit. And you could
when
tell.
When she said to her, well, you know, that wasn't just your man. That was your fiance.
Yep. Like amping her up. I think she would have. Portia needs to get it together, because she was fucking raging in that fight. Like, that was not you. I mean, you saw her. There were like 12 people trying to hold her back.
She got the boom mic. She was about ready to, or she got some type of metal stick.
And she was like throwing shit.
A coat hanger.
Yeah.
And the cameraman they really looked exhausted trying to hold her back. She has Monica Geller rage when she needs to.
Yes. The strength.
That ass stores it. It's like her booster.
My favorite character, I think, is the old aunt who during the fight goes, spiritual leader, you best be leading to like, and then was like telling Portia to get the devil outside of you. Like when she was flipping out, like, I love that woman.
That the lady she spoke with later.
Yes. Yeah.
I like her, and she's right to get rid of those.
Yes.
If those people were amping it up, and if it wasn't
100%.
They were alone with just the other two, that it would have been better.
Yeah. I think so.
And Dennis's mom wants, she doesn't want to fight, but Dennis's mom doesn't want to reconcile, really. What do you feel like, Dennis's mom, Dennis were talking? How do you feel?
I think that she's very defensive of her son and like has blinders on in terms of like, she'll never acknowledge that like Dennis was a piece of shit. You know what I mean? I think it would go a long way if she was like, to Portia said, what he did to you was despicable. I feel for you. Like, I don't know if she's ever said that, but it doesn't seem like she's at the space where she actually would even want to admit that he does anything wrong. And like, I almost feel like Dennis is more of the adult in the situation. I don't know.
Yeah. And so do you feel like Dennis swung on somebody?
I didn't see that. The thing that I saw was Portia lunging over trying to get to Mama Gina. That's like what it looked like to me. I didn't see.
If she would have got Mama Gina, she would have really hurt her.
Yeah.
What she would have taken her down.
It was just too.
I've watched it a bunch of times and it was all so crazy.
It's hard to see. I don't know.
And all you can watch, I can't take my eyes off Portia during it for some reason because she's acting so nuts.
Yeah.
I don't think Dennis, I think Dennis was, and Simon. What is Simon's deal? He's just sitting there through it all while your girlfriend, your fiance, and ex-boyfriend are fighting. There is obviously some type of feeling still there. You shouldn't be getting married.
And the way he's like holding her back, like, I don't know. I would just,
obviously
could never imagine getting that angry in my entire life. Like, I just, that is not within me. You can. I just don't have that. I will never engage like
God bless you for it. Angry. That's nice. You're a dream woman.
I mean, all I see the fuck
I don't get
out.
That angry that, though. But now that I don't drink, I don't see myself getting like that. But that could be me if I was drinking,
right?
or if something super passionate. I don't know. I'd have to see. That shows to me how she really does. She's so hurt about Dennis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that means that she still loves him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe she had these dreams about PJ. Little PJ is the cutest little thing.
She is really cute. I think this show was a bad look for Portia overall in terms of like portraying who she is as a person, because she's managed on Atlanta to hide a little bit under the guise of like just being Portia, but it's like,
can you help her out? Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, you're kind of seeing that she actually is like not a very mature person. She definitely has some anger issues. I don't know.
And the mom, the ass in the dress, when she comes walking in, and then the mom's like, you better work that butt. Jesus. And that is obviously fake.
It's a BBL.
Because if it wasn't a natural ass like that, she would be heavy in other places, because you'd have to gain.
It's a BBL. It's because like how tight her waist is. Again, I told you,
Dorian's your stomach like would be heavy, BBL, right? TikTok,
right. Because they're taking the fat from their stomach and moving it to their
what
ass.
Happens over time with these asses, though? It looks uncomfortable. And the clothes, how do you find clothes? And over time, where is that fat going to go?
It's just going to clump up, you think? Ass. Yeah.
And then when you get all that removed, which somehow she'll want to eventually,
maybe.
Then the ass will be saggy. Then you got to get it tightened back up. You got to be rich. If you're Portia, it'll work out. But all these other women.
I know. It's crazy.
And Dennis as a dad is really cute. I like that Portia doesn't hold PJ from the Dennis and the mom.
Yes. I think that is the one good thing.
That is
nice.
I had my tonsils out at a young age.
I don't think
I had my adenoids out, but poor thing.
I know. Yeah.
And I like Portia's short hair when she was at the house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It looks pretty. Beautiful girl.
I can see her as 60. You know, when her hair's short, I can see her as an older woman. Like, I just can't.
The aunt gave great advice. Beautiful things that the aunt does for the community.
Yep. And Portia was like, well, I'm going to have to pray for that. I don't like what she's like. You really need to like not react. I'm like, I mean, I really like it's just funny to me that like, Lauren coordinated this whole trip that was like a complete failure. And then they have this like great last dinner where they're like, well, everybody, I hope this retreat was like, what the fuck? Like, you literally blew up the family. And then we're like, all right, everybody let's all pray.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. She's right.
No, at all.
Portia, that fight was insane. It was insane. The worst fight I think Bravo has ever seen.
Maybe. Yeah, it was not. Well,
it was very emotional. Yeah, yeah, right. It's the Christine fight. It's where all these emotions are running super high.
The family. Christine fight, the therapy fight on Jersey. It's that kind of stuff. It's the families.
What was I going to say? Oh, the next week where she says the dentist doesn't pay for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how true that is.
God, I don't believe that.
And Dennis gets upset. And
why am I a Dennis defender? I don't know. I know.
No, oh, he's so charming. He seems so
sweet.
That's
the only reason Portia was ever with him. Is money. Portia's. See, I guess we should have known something was off with Portia because of how she chooses men.
The
I always
basement
said that was like
is,
her problem, but
yeah, I die over her messy basement. That's a big basement.
That gives me such anxiety having that much crap. Like, you just walk down there and you don't know what's in the bag. Get rid of it.
I love a garage sale where you go through someone's dead and you're just rifling through all their stuff. Nothing better.
All right.
What else was I going to say? Oh, with Dennis, I am a defender too. I feel like they could still work through it. Maybe I feel like they could come back together. I feel Dennis loves her the way he says, they're still my family. I love Lauren. I love Portia.
Yeah.
Even after all this, I feel like they could come together. Portia's too okay with fighting, though. She tells the aunt, well, families fight. They don't fight like that, Portia.
I know.
That's not okay. You should be super upset. You should.
Yep.
But, God, I would love to see would Dennis cheat again? I don't know. I don't know how you cheat on a poor pregnant woman, but.
Ugh, despicable. All right. You want to talk Miami or OC? What's compelling you here?
The night. Well, I would say OC. I thought Miami kind of was a, it was a decent episode. I love the cast, but it was kind of a sleeper episode to me.
Okay.
I was kind of laughing.
OC to be boring as hell. Did you like it?
I think I find it interesting to watch, I guess.
I think Noelle is a very odd person. She really makes me very, very uncomfortable. Like, I do not think, I don't know, the whole, like, just the way she is with everyone is weird. And I'm just not, I don't think she fits in the cast. I mean, I think this cast is weird, I guess. Is like,
I don't think she fits anywhere. I don't know what.
Yeah,
she is definitely, I can't figure her out yet. And when she goes over to Heather's, she does make good points. Heather asked her to come over at a certain time. Heather has to be on. I hate Heather too. Yes. I hate Heather with a passion beyond words too. And the way that Heather speaks to people, she's so condescending, thinks she's better than everyone. She does invite her over, does her stupid speech with Terry in the corner. Her and Terry are creeping me out more than ever.
Yeah.
Little cat answering the door, though, answered it like a sweet little girl. So they are raising decent humans, I guess.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I always go back to with them is like their kids do seem great, really well adjusted, not assholes, which is really hard to do when you're raised very wealthy like that. So I do give them credit. But I mean, her office, like when Noelle, I thought that was hilarious when Noelle was like, this is a shrine to a complete and like really good narcissist. And I was like, you know, that is true. It is like, that was like a little, you're not like Kim Kardashian, relax with the homage to yourself.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And saying that she pushed somebody into the wall. I want to believe it's true. It's obviously probably not true, but I picture, I want Heather to be doing it.
Right.
The fantasy.
Yeah.
God. And Shannon, I find Shannon fascinating. I don't know why. The dinner with her kids, the lunch with the mom and this and the kids. Mm-hmm. This kids love to make her feel guilty that she's really screwed them up.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that Shannon was married at 36. She acts like she was married at 18 to 21 and lived her entire life with David Bedore. If you get married at 36, you've had a whole entire adult life.
I know.
Can manage to bounce back. I'm sorry. I understand you're married for 20 something years, but you weren't a kid. You were an old lady.
The same thing. Like you made a conscious choice at 36. You're not 20. I thought that was interesting. Shannon is a sad case to me because it's obvious that she's like deeply unhappy and can't figure it out. And it's kind of a shame because that, you know, if anybody, probably 10 people in America who have shittier circumstances would trade lives with her in a second, you know, and she just can't get out of like the woe is me thing.
Yeah. It's very odd. Yeah. And Noelle is saying I masturbated today.
Yeah,
I mean,
odd.
It's bizarre. Gina acting like she doesn't know where Mykonos is.
I know. My God.
And I mean, if I showed me a map and everything was not labeled, I might not know where Greece is, but I don't know everywhere.
How do you not know? Like Mykonos is not like you're saying, like, I'm going to like some rogue, like, I don't know, like Russian like, province or something. It's like people go there.
Right.
All the time. Like, I don't know.
I appreciate, I'm torn. Do I want relatable housewives or do I want rich people? Emily with the, I'm a Jersey Mike's fanatic. I love Jersey Mike's. It's the best sub you can get here. And
I just had a Jersey Mike's the other day. And I thought it had no flavor.
Okay. What did you have?
I got a turkey one. And it was just like, what the fuck am I eating? Like there's
did you
nothing...
get it with the oil and vinegar?
Yeah, but it just still didn't taste like anything.
You're having those Jersey sandwiches. They all suck. It's hard to get. You're having like a real, you have good food. It's decent.
I just haven't been to
Jersey
Mike's.
The most
Mike's
decent
in like
sandwich.
Years. And I was just
I can
like,
find
is...
around here.
Yeah.
And it's overpriced. It costs a bazillion bucks to get a stupid sandwich. And I think it's still probably got hormoned meat and I'm paying, you know, $25 to get my period early. And they stink. They smell. They're almost.
I thought you just said Jersey Mike's was like.
Well, I mean, if you're eating it, you put it in your bag. You don't bring you don't bring a sandwich into a sauna, and then
same thing.
I guess I don't know if that's real
or
if that's shtick or
something. I thought it was real.
I don't want someone in a sauna eating next to me. I understand everybody's that's disgusting. That's so relatable. I find it obnoxious. That would bug me. I don't want to hear you eating.
So, your question. I prefer. So to contrast like OC to Miami, I really feel like I prefer the opulence of a Miami cast. Like I want to see you in the biggest penthouse.
Same.
And like people walking in like they live there. And champagne presented to you. Like I think that's fun. And if I want relatable, then I'm watching Life After Lockup or Love During Lockup and like really getting into like the average life of people. We're
the Heather DuBros. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I almost would prefer a cast full of Heather DuBros because the fuckery is so much more ridiculous because what they're fighting about is like nonsense. I don't know.
I like Emily. I don't know. It's hard for me to be all in her and Shorty, whatever she keeps apologizing to him for falling asleep. When you've been married that long, I would never even think to apologize for falling asleep the night before.
Did you notice? He was like, oh, so do they bang
every night?
And she was
I don't know. I like how she gets in the girl's face, like Jennifer's face, and is screaming, but I don't even know what she's talking about. You like the money? Is she, there's some ex rich boyfriend.
Ooh, Jennifer. Oh, the
doctor. And then the whole storyline with her husband who hates her and he changed his name from Ryan to Ryan.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
And she's like,
well,
it's like a fruit. Ryan. No, that's rind, isn't it? For a doctor.
Also,
Ryan
is not that hard. R-I-R-Y-N-E. Just say Ryan. It's everybody's like, it's what? Ryan? It's like, just say the word. And it's
if you
dumb
change
that he
your name
whatever.
As an adult, something's happening.
And if you,
I'd rather someone change their sexuality.
Well, I mean, going from Ryan to Ryan, that'd be like you going from Justine to Justin. You know what I mean?
Justina.
It'd be like, it's my new name.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? Justina. It's still the same.
I knew a girl named Justina, J-U-S-D-I-N-A. It's like, wow, that's a good one.
Justina? That's hilarious.
And the whole Cabo. I think Cabo will be good, but then Noella should be invited. Sorry, Heather. She's part of the cast.
Ugh, there's something
I think they need her.
Makes me very uncomfortable. Like,
well,
I just think she's
feel
off the
fake.
Rails.
Yeah.
Or the crazy, I think, maybe.
I feel like she's a Navarro cheerleader who didn't make the cast and she's eaten ramen noodles her whole life and she's finally got a taste of the high life.
Maybe.
And she's going to make it happen. She is on the Bronwyn page.
Yeah. I just don't like her.
Does she really hate Heather or is she scared of Heather deep down inside? How do you feel about Heather?
Yeah, I don't like Heather. There's a pompous air to her that I don't know. I just feel like she acts like she's the Queen of England or something, you know?
I would have liked Heather more and respected her more if she would have stayed on the cast this entire time. The fact that she came back, it feels like she's just trying to do this to get podcast listeners and she's going to quit. Her heart's not.
All right. Should we talk Miami?
Yes.
Miami. Oh, let's see here. I really enjoy these women. I think it's a good, it's a solid cast. Like very, I like that they're all actually friends for the most part. I love Alexia and Marisol. I feel like that is one of the truest friendships on
Bravo.
Housewives almost.
Yeah.
You know,
I
like the way when they walked in and she's like, oh, you're already done with your drink? She was like, yeah. And she's like, oh, well, should I mix? She's like, you always mix. And they like pour it in together. And then the way Marisol is like confronting Gertie, like she calls me all the time about the wedding. Like, are you the wedding planner? Like, I love that. I think that's great. Like, that's true friend behavior, you know?
And she acts like she's got cancer the way she did wedding venue's canceled. You got $1 million. You can't find a wedding venue.
I know. COVID, man. Well, that's the other crazy thing
about
both
backyard.
OC in Miami is like you would not even know COVID existed unless you saw the servers. Like that's the only time where you see a mask is like the servers.
I do love it. I prefer that too. Imagine if they were all wearing masks.
God.
And they're at the it's a good city too, because they're in Florida where It was a little more lax, I guess.
A little more. It's the Wild Wild West out there. I love Lisa.
Julia is a great addition, though.
She is. Why? All the women are like Julia, like they're all sexually attracted to her. It's very bizarre.
She is beautiful, but yeah, it is funny. And I liked her explanation about it, how it's happened to her whole life.
How is what's her face, her wife, Martina, how is she cool with her and Adriana's relationship? Like, really? I don't
know. Adriana's too attached.
The two of them with the almond scene, then where she's like, oh, I'm jealous. You gave her tongue. And the way the two of them were staring in each other's eyes, it was like, and no one was paying attention to them. It's like they literally are in a relationship. That's how it
she was. Yeah, it feels that way. It's like bizarre. When your work husband gets a little too attached to you. You're like, all right, yeah, no more lunch.
But more than that, I think.
No, I know. Like, I know. It is. It's too much. And then they're sharing a bedroom and stuff together. They wouldn't be shocked if they're sleeping next to each other. And Adriana is really needy. And
yes. Oh, they cuddle and like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All that.
And Martina, you can say all that all night long. Yeah, that you're never going to leave her. But Martina's a catch. I love Martina. I love everything about her.
Such a vibe. I love
her. Yeah, she is.
She's just, there's something about a person. This is something that's like kind of lacking generally on Housewives, is like a person who's so deeply secure in who they are and like knows, like they walk into a room and they just know like who they are and that they're like, she's very powerful in that way.
She is.
A lot of Housewives are always trying to impress or like whatever. And she's just like, the fuck? Like,
and
like
that's
when
how
he said something when they went to that
she's
lunch.
She's become such an athlete. Yeah.
Yes. Like when they went to that lunch and he was like, oh, look at me out with the ladies. And Martina's like, I'm not one of the ladies. Like, just like dead ass. I love that.
And that the tiny little jet, and now Nicole and her husband or fiance or whatever, now they're engaged. I thought that you didn't want to get engaged.
I don't know why I don't like her, but
I don't either.
Loathe her. I just find her obnoxious and always being like, we're such foodies. You're a foodie. I'm a foodie. Oh, it's like, shut the fuck up.
The word foodie makes me want to flip a table like Teresa. Who doesn't love food? Who doesn't love good food?
There are people. I dated somebody once who I would be like, where do you want to go out to eat? And he'd be like, I don't care. I'd be like, you really don't care? It's like, I literally don't care. Like, I just get the most basic thing anywhere we go. It's like, what kind of life is that? But yeah. I mean, the majority of people enjoy food. So saying like you're a foodie is like, shut up.
It's such like, a hot button word. It's obnoxious.
But you know what? I don't think we're that off base, because when Marisol was like,
yeah,
looking at her like, I don't think I'd want you to put me under. Like, she said it to her face. Like, I loved that. I don't.
And Larsa comes for her next episode, which I love. I do love Marisol. She's so open.
Yeah, Marisol's great.
She better get that paycheck and be back. They need to kick off Nicole and get on the next two. They really screwed that up.
Yeah.
I cut you off, but you were saying the $50,000 a night. That's a lot of money.
Well, just the way their relationship, I don't feel like, is that great. Because when she's like, I mean, Lenny doesn't know, but he'll know when he gets the credit card receipt. I manage the house and the children. It's like, Lisa, you're just complaining that your nanny is gone. Like, I don't think you're managing the children. Watching her out to eat with her kids was like, if your aunt came and took your kids out and they were like overwhelmed, not like the parent. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like a mom should know you have two kids going out. It's chaos. You got to like buck up. She's like,
number
like,
one, who's taking two kids out to Sugar Factory? You're going to ramp them up with sugar. And what a nightmare.
Right. Seriously.
I mean, that Sugar Factory looks fun, but.
Yeah, I like Lisa. I think she's fun. But I keep going back to that scene of them at dinner when she's like, you're so attractive,
I like Lisa
to me,
too.
Right? And he's like creepily smiling. Like, I don't think that's a good sign.
I feel like she does. She is involved with her kids, but she, like when she was telling her kid one time to make the bed, I love the way she phrased it. She's like, but this isn't A plus bed making. And me, I'm lazy. Tyler's way more like, has way more patience with the kids. I'd be like, yeah, it's good enough. You're doing great. But I like that she was very perfectionist with the kids, but the little boy, the husband's definitely cheating, I think.
Something's happening. Doesn't seem
and he's
good.
Probably always working. And
yep.
I want to know, plastic surgery or all these doctors, how do they make so much money with is it just private health when they have a private healthcare practice? And then I would love to know exactly how they make
What do you mean?
Because enough like, where their wife can make 50K.
Because it's not covered by insurance, not a dime. So it's just pure profit. Like,
say you have four surgeries a day, maybe at, you think 100K a pop or 200K or?
No, I mean, I don't, 100K, I feel like that's, I mean, boobs, right. how many
surgeries like can you be doing maybe? To 8 to 10?
And you're probably doing, God, I don't know, how long does it take? Everybody's probably doing 10, 15 surgeries a day or something.
Wow.
Consultations, see, after a while, charged.
It seems glamorous, but that 50K is a big, that's a lot of money to spend. And then you're living such a lavish lifestyle. People. But after a while, you'd get sick of doing these boob jobs. It seems like you'd want to be a doctor and oh, it'd be a great life. But after a while, I'm sure it's like working at McDonald's and filling the French fryer. You're like, what a life. Imagine slicing that many people open a day.
Crazy. Crazy.
Oh, it's creepy.
Or anything else before we talk Salt Lake?
I liked Alexis saying she put her ass in people's face and Frankie's like, hey, and I forgot you're here, Frankie.
So I guess I'm confused. Like, does he understand what's happening? Like when they were fighting, it was like he wasn't there. Like he had no idea what was going on, but he does understand stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Obviously. Yeah. Poor guy.
Maybe he was tired. He gets tired or.
I do have to say, I think that Alexia particularly has phenomenal style, but I think these women may be the best dressed cast. Just like they all look great all the time, other than Adriana, who can look a little psychotic. But I really like all their
style. She can look sloppy.
Very sloppy.
Yeah.
Drunk. Yeah.
Yeah. I like Gertie. We'll have to see what happens with her. She's fiery, so it'll be fun.
Yeah.
She's a good addition. I hope they keep her around to grow with the group.
Right. I agree.
It sounds like she does have a successful business. I was wanting to mean with the Mindy Weiss. I meant to ask you about that. How much do you think she's getting paid just top fee to do Paris Hilton under the gun like that?
100 grand, 500 grand. I don't know. Something like
what makes it worth her time?
Dollars.
Hundreds. She's got to be working around the clock.
Maybe a million.
Right?
I don't even know.
I want to know.
Kathy Hilton liked our tweet about our Patreon episode. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh my God. Did she really?
Yeah.
What a thrill. I did not see that. Oh my God. Kathy, we love you. Sorry for all the shit we're talking about you.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's talk Salt Lake City. I don't even know what to say about this show anymore. I honestly
I don't either.
It's like so preposterous. The Seth and the boobs, like I have not noticed how creepy he was with that. I feel like that's weird. And the fact that they're all leaning into it, like it's funny. Like if you had fake tits and Dorian was constantly making comments on your cleavage every time he saw you, I would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you pervert? Like, and to his like friend and the husband of the girl, like that's fucking weird. It's sick.
And then if I brought out a cake, was like, here's my cake and my tits, Dorian.
Yeah, here are my tits. Like, that's so sick.
I would not be shocked if
laughing.
They had sex. They're obviously, I think, what's her face? They do give such swinger vibes. I don't care.
Yeah, you might be right.
Whitney. I don't think Meredith is, but.
Yeah.
It's not funny, Seth. It's dumb.
No.
It makes Joe really Gorga look so innocent.
I feel like his kids, it says a lot about how your kids treat you. I feel like his kids don't respect him at all. Like,
yeah,
they think he's like an pathetic, idiot. Like, yeah. Like I just see they're not like calling dad for anything, you know?
And he doesn't seem like he was around.
No. Right. I guess
very weird. Meredith is fake. Meredith is using his 49th birthday celebration as a storyline because she's really has nothing to talk about,
right?
Except for droning on about Jen. She's a lunatic,
Jen.
Yeah, and again, don't be eating a turkey club sandwich next to a hot tub. It's all hot. They're sweating. She's taking bites out of this turkey sandwich. It's like, geez, I'll go in the hot tub and then I'll eat after at a table.
I know. When they got out and when they got there and she was like, yeah, I think we're just gonna like eat right here. Like, ugh. Like, no, that's fucking disgusting.
And it's all dirty and grimy next to a hot tub because there's been hot water just permeating it for
if you're not blacked out, you should not be eating in a hot tub. Do you know what I mean? Like, the only time I will allow that is like, even in a pool, you shouldn't be eating in a pool.
No,
the water.
No, you can, you got to get up and at least walk 10 steps to a table. It's gross. And then there's pieces of bread and crumbs and stuff floating in the water.
Yeah, no, that's disgusting.
And her wig, I don't want to, I never want to say, bring up wigs because, you know, I don't have to deal with a wig. So I feel bad. I don't know. Maybe people like to wear wigs, but it looks
an odd choice.
Humorous.
I mean, I've only worn a wig like anytime we've done. Like,
yeah.
You and I have worn wigs now around each other for these patrons' lives. But it's very hot and uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to be in a hot tub in a wig that's getting wet. That's like a nightmare.
But her hair's not always look like this. Is it because she's broke now? She doesn't have a glam team to really help her? Was she always wearing a wig, but it was better? It looked like her real hair seasons before.
Yeah.
I don't know what season we're in with this shit show.
I know.
And Heather acting so shocked that Meredith isn't invited, and like obviously they hate each other.
Right. Well, and there's just something about like, I just, Jen, I loved, thank you to our friend on Twitter who was like, I can't believe you guys, or it was Instagram or something, was like, I can't believe you guys think Jen is innocent. That is not what we were saying. Like,
we don't think she's innocent. No.
What's shocking?
She's entertaining.
She's entertaining. What's shocking to me is like, regardless of innocent or guilty, you're facing like some serious fucking charges, federal charges.
How do you have an appetite?
You're out here cucarachiing on your way to a trip. Like, nothing's happening. It's mind blowing.
And she's got the microphone like your son. It reminded me of Sterling's Christmas gift. Yes, she's singing it out the.
I know.
She's the only thing that brings the show to life.
Yeah, but she's acting like there's not a care in the world. It's bizarre.
It's unbelievable. Like, she's on some great drugs, or she's really feels that she's. I guess she's not innocent. I don't believe she's innocent, but she's acting innocent.
Psychotic. It's really weird.
She's really, and it's coming soon. By March, she's on trial. I wonder how fast we're gonna find out.
Ugh, I don't know.
It's something we've never seen before. I mean, Erica Jane. At least
she's not facing charges
a little bit, right? Wasn't facing charges, and she was
right on the chopping block. Yeah, I don't. The fight at the end, like, I really couldn't really track what was happening between Lisa and Jen. I kind of just
Jen
tuned it out,
nuts,
to be honest.
Screaming like that, who would want her around with that loud mouth? Holy
I don't
shit!
Know. And then Lisa screaming, "I've had your back more than you. Come at me! Shut up!" I was like, "What the hell is going on?" I don't even know.
I think it takes Lisa a lot to get there, though, because she's so Jen's always screaming at everybody.
Yeah,
I could see Jen getting in parking lot fights.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Man, I can't tell you enough that Russell Crowe road rage movie really impacted my life. Now that I'm driving around, I'm like, not that I drive, I wouldn't say I drive like a dick, but I am. I can be like a little bit of a zippy driver, you know, like, and I'm not like cutting people off or anything, but now that I'm driving, I'm like, man, don't piss anybody off. They can Russell Crowe your ass and you're fucking dead. Like,
seriously. And then they don't let it go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell Tyler, don't you ever get into road rage. Do not ever, if the kids are in the car,
you just
completely get passive because it's always the kids that get shot. It's never the driver.
You never know. You just
and you don't
want to
teach kids that
who has, and who has a gun or who's gonna fucking come to your house and beat
you up. Oh, I'm a space cadet. Knock on wood. I can't believe I'm alive. I can't believe how distracted I drive. That's why I want to get out and start walking. But I almost hit walkers on my street. People shouldn't be out walking. People are driving too distracted. Cell phones have made people too distracted. It's not safe to walk on the road.
No more walking because
you shouldn't. You shouldn't. You've got a treadmill. You have to work out inside. I almost hit this lady. It's like, you're walking way too brazenly, lady. You need to keep your head on a swivel. If I look down 1 second, I could be just boom, boom. It's over for her. You gotta really be aware. These people don't walk with traffic, you idiot. You walk against the traffic.
Walk against traffic. That's rule.
I always rode. They're supposed to say you ride with traffic. I always rode my bike against. I was never on board with that.
Oh yeah, no, I'm always like, against traffic is the way to go.
Or Lisa with the fast food. How does she stay so slim?
Thick. Her body.
She gets out of the car and then she's holding the fast food. Yeah, that's probably right. Well, I know that Jen's a criminal. I understand it. But she does really entertain me. What is wrong with Heather? Is she mentally ill or is she a good friend? I put this on Instagram. Some people say she's a good friend. Yeah, she's a good friend, but she still needs to question things more and not be so.
Yes.
Just
there's a
it is
there's
nice
a blind
to have
loyalty.
Someone.
That's a little I understand being there for someone, but yeah, I don't know.
But what if she ripped off a bunch of old people? Now you're in the hot tub eating turkey sandwiches with somebody who doesn't give a shit. And you're being played because if she doesn't care about these poor old people, she doesn't really give a shit about you, Heather.
Right. Exactly.
And I can't be there for somebody if I don't think they're going to be there for me. And we know Jen wouldn't give a shit about. She was treating Heather like garbage. No, yeah, Heather's agreed. All she has.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know. Whatever.
All right, guys.
Whatever. Next week, it'll be Summer House. I don't know when Jersey starts, but.
I think Jersey's the following week, maybe. Are they both next week? No, we would hear more if Jersey was next week. I feel like.
I think Jersey might be February 1st.
Oh, okay. Ooh, we're early. All right. Things coming this weekend, Patreon guys, Paris and Love, Cheer, Sex and the City, all those things.
God, I watch Sex and the City. Somehow I'm like, I watch it right away. And
I went to watch it yesterday and you'd already watched it. I was like, oh my God, look at you.
No, I know it's what's wrong with me. Oh
like
God,
it drops. You're watching it.
Miranda's nipples. I did not miss seeing. Is all I have to say.
God, I hated that scene.
I don't want it to come across that I am upset with lesbian sex. I don't give a flying fuck. Okay.
No.
But I don't want to see. I remember being like before with Miranda's nipples back in the day. I appreciated Carrie. She had a pack that she would. Samantha's nipples didn't bother me. We never saw Charlotte's nipple, I don't think, but Carrie would always wear like a cute little nude bra.
Yeah, right.
I don't need to see nipples all around town.
I agree.
Even though you see a man's nipple, why is a woman's nipple different than a man's nipple? But
it just is
something about Miranda that I don't need to see her naked. I don't know.
Ugh, God. I saw somebody put up a tweet that said, you know, New York, you really should have elected Cynthia Nixon governor and saved us from all of this. This is all your fault.
People hate Che. I don't mind her. We'll have to keep this conversation. Think about it when you're watching.
All right.
Yeah.
I already watched it and I have thoughts.
Oh, you already watched it too. All
right, guys.
What's wrong with us?
I know we're sick. All right. We'll be back.